This Week in Free Energy.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. This is your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net to see our past and upcoming guests. Our guest today is Fee Tran. He has come up with a turbine design that can work both for wind and water. And it's a horizontal axis or vertical axis scenario, and he calls it the Neo Aerodynamic. Welcome to the show, Fee.
Oh, thank you. I'm a little nervous.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Just picture yourself talking to me on the phone, and we'll just have a little conversation here. This is a really fascinating design. As I look at this on our website, we've created a little feature page about your technology, and it looks like what's happening is the incoming wind is hitting the blade so that it pushes it out, and as it pushes it, the wind is going through into the middle of the turbine, and it is going to the opposite vane, and is creating a lift effect so that you have wind going across it like a wing of a plane, so that the portion of the turbine that's coming back toward the wind is actually has a lift on it like an airplane wing, so it's actually pulling back into the wind, and you're getting some really good efficiencies. So much so that you think you could be able to produce these things in low wind areas, and it could still be competitive with fossil fuel electricity. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I think that with ours, we have passes, and we very confident that we are testing Houston. Houston, we don't have any wind. And we have confidence that at the time that on the one that I work with the one on YouTube, and we got to like almost 600 watts with a very very low wind, like 3 or 4 meter per second. Hello.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yes. And when you know, it's a rule of thumb, and we have tried in the control environment, we know that the wind speed, the output of the device is proportional to the wind speed power tree. So when you come up with some place like California and San Bernardino Valley, we are very confident that it will have enough for the whole family. Besides that, ours is very inexpensive. Then if it's not enough, we just make it bigger without any big cost, overhead cost added to it.
Now, in terms of getting this thing to the marketplace, my understanding is that you're still in the prototyping stage and testing stage, and you're hoping to have product available by the end of this year. Is that correct?
We are in the process of making the last prototype. The real
last
one, the real size, the last model, and we hope that we will have the last model and everything. Every measurement has been done within a week or so. It's already in the field. Then, and since this week, we took it to the field on last Thursday. Then next week we will come out over there and wait for the wind to have some real life reading. And
you've done some testing of this turbine in some universities or some independent testing, if I understand right.
Yes. The university, The university is the one that first they offer to test for me. But she had a lot of red tape. So, and the cost of shipping from Houston to Ireland is very expensive. Okay, so that's why they told me just to put into this wind tunnel, give them the reading, put the resistor in, give them the reading, and they do all these on the figure out themselves. They also have the same model, the small model that I sent to them for that they can verify if they want. I also have exactly two independent entities, the company. They want to borrow my model to test. And when they ask me what is for sec, I give them the projection that I think the device would be. The result come out, what they say is within what I expect. They don't give me any detail. I think that I learned my lesson. Next time, if I send to anyone, I should ask them to give me detail. One already test that side by side with the that's what he say, side by side with the propeller and the Darius model, and the report come back to me is with the diffuser you causing the turbulence. The turbine is still working while the other stopped. That's good news.
So if there was turbulence going into the wind, into the turbine, the horizontal turbine, which is what we typically see, stopped running, and the Darius model stopped running, but yours kept running even in a turbulence situation.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, that's very good. Now, can I ask just on a personal level, your name is obviously not American, and you're obviously not a native English speaker. Where are you from?
I'm Vietnam.
Vietnam.
I came here in 1980 among the boat people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a wife and two kids. I've lived in Houston, California, and Mississippi. That's all the places that I have been through. So,
how long have you been working on this technology as an inventor?
Make it this way. I think my first model is around 1975 or so. Just a long, long time ago.
While you were still in Vietnam?
Well, I still in Vietnam, and when I come here, and it's just in my mind for very long times. Once in a while, I make a model. Once in a while, I make the model. The turning point is about roughly 2.5 years ago. I happened to read an article on the internet. That article, for some reason, has been taken down from the net to say that the conclusion of that article say that if any inventor give you a drag machine, so give you a doubt about it. So that's why I burned my mind, work with the lift to do all kind of experiment with the lift, and I quit my job to devote full time for this model, this invention for 2 years. It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
For this model, I build, I don't know, I can count, but a lot of model on different sizes, from 1 foot to 6 foot to 8 foot, 4 foot. If anyone comes to my house, they will see the model run. the model is just all over the places.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me that the space in the center of the turbine, that the gap where the air comes through from one blade to the next, is a very crucial factor in the function of this device. And that's where some of your proprietary information is contained. Is that correct?
The shape of the shaft, and the gap between the gap, the angle, is very, 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 very crucial. It can make it or break it. So at this the shape of the shaft, meaning it's not just round. It's not just round. Round don't work because with a round, when we're using the color streams, to see why the round don't work, it's called some backward it just don't work. It just stopped there. It couldn't stop by itself. the angle of the shaft on the first airfoil and the gap between the first airfoil and the second airfoil, the outer airfoil, is also very, very, very important. I say very important to make it, either to make it or to break it. At this time, I don't have any formula how to do that. I always do for the 6 foot, for the 8 foot. They are slightly different because the wind is when the wind because when the wind blow, and I don't know why it's just slightly different. But under the water, when I test the, I don't have capability to test on the water or for the big rotor, but I have tests from 1 foot to 1 foot, foot and a half, and 2 foot, and the water, I don't have any problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
Only with the wind, then I do have to adjust it. But the water, I don't have any problem. The water,
you make a comment. On one of the web pages, you make a comment to the effect that the mathematical equations that you have applied to this actually predict a lower output than what you're actually measuring from your prototype testing.
Yes.
You're getting more energy out than what the calculations would predict.
Yes. Yes, sir. So the calculation is when we develop the calculation with the help of Dr. Isaac. When we develop the calculation, we do in the control environment, which is we have the fan and we put the to make it like a wind tunnel. We developed that formula. But when we go out to the field and we measure the outway more than what we predicted.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Now, I see that you have a patent that has been filed. When did you apply for that? Is that a U.S. patent?
That's a U.S. That's a U.S. And we are with the university. We are working on applying for the international, some others from Europe and things out there. We are in process
of publication. Is the publication of this information on the internet going to impede your ability to get an international patent?
Oh, I don't, because today I'm very conscious about the day that I make the information public, and beside that, the information I public is there's something in the pattern, that I couldn't reveal much down here.
Mm-hmm.
The pattern, actually, the model for the pattern is work about 2020. I just guess. Don't quote me on this one, okay?
Uh-huh.
The actually model for the pattern is, I guess, about 10 or 15% more efficient than what I have right now. But I choose not to using the full of the pattern because it involves some technical difficulty in that. It is so powerful, then if you lose like 10%, it doesn't hurt, so I just keep it simple.
Is there anyone else that has done this similar to this design where you have a gap in the middle of the turbine that then funnels the incoming wind to the outgoing blade to create a lift against the wind?
Oh, this one, when we analyze the video clips, it's causing the lift on around the turbine. It's, mm-hmm. it just put the fluid from almost on side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's really from top and from the bottom. Okay, and it's just come out, the fluid come out on one, when the wind come out, it just come out on one side of it. So, and I have searched all over the internet. I have been working, I've been on the net like every 2 hours a day, maybe more, and search for anything that I can help me with the calculation. Just a similar, for I can help me with the calculation before I have to spend a lot of time and money to develop the calculation. Then luckily that one of my friend is have a friend on the Oxford University of Amsterdam. He's a researcher over there, and he also helped me to search for that. And he says, sorry, Fee, you are alone. There are no one like this that he ever know, and I don't know anything about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is someone similar, look alike, like Savanius Rotor, yes, look alike, or someone can like, someone doing the funnel, you know, like a vein or some to make it bigger, to draw more air into that. They have that, but the main principle is using the draft force, and our main principle is using the lift force of the flow of fluid. Then there's a difference there. Totally. I cannot have any, if I can find anything similar, for I can do apply the calculation and everything, I will do it myself too.
Now, I sent you a link to a company that also has a vertical axis wind turbine,
yes,
technology, PMA,
yes,
Karamoya,
yes,
Aqua up in Wyoming. And one of the things about them that I think is included in their intellectual property,
yes,
is a funnel.
They call it a pool. Yes. I have studied them.
What?
They call it a pool for pools and pool.
Yeah, and they're getting similar efficiencies to what you're describing here. But it seems to me that just from horse sense, just looking at this, from common sense, that your design could be superior because of the increased lift effect that you're describing. I may be wrong.
Can I make a comment? Because
sure.
on my part, I should not make any bad comment on other design. But I just put myself. I think that the design like that, I've done that. I've done the design like this, and and I drop it because I don't think it's going to work. Sorry, sorry. If you want, I can send you the history how I come up with this design, how why and how. You can see that my design is the first stage, the second stage, the third stage. I come to the design, then how I come to this. It's just the evolution where I came from, and one of the first thing I came from is I came from Black Dam.
Now, one of the things outside of the turbine itself, the blades that are spinning, they have a focusing effect where they have walls that basically focus the wind, incoming wind, into the blades.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like concentrated solar. So rather than collecting from an area, let's say the blades are 10 feet in diameter, you can have a stand that's focusing the wind in that may be 30 feet wide.
Yeah.
And so you're gathering 30 feet more width of wind coming into the turbine. Do you think there's something to that effect, the concentrated wind?
I should not. I think that to me, if I am talking on, it's hard for me to make a comment on that. I can comment that academically, but when I comment academically, then it touches the business, okay? But since you ask me, I have to comment too, okay?
Okay.
Since you asked me, I have to comment. This is the basic principle of a drag machine. Okay? The basic principle of the drag machine is on the two sides of the axle. Okay. On the two sides of the axle, one is they call the wind make, the other wind break. The difference between the wind make and the wind break is the one that the different ratio over there is those energy that you can harvest theoretically, okay? And another thing, you can on anything using with the drag machine. I'm just talking about drag machine, okay? Just using them using the Chevaniers or there as a example. The drag machine is this one. The wind blowing on, let's say, 20 miles per hour. Okay? And if the blade going further than 20 miles per hour, it's become a liability. And when you have the axle right in the middle, inside, you know, the area very close to the axle, it's run slow, and the area of the blade close to the edges, it's run higher. Okay. Then another one, when I saw the three vane that they put in there. Okay, there's the effect in that on the front. Okay, on the front, there is the increase, not the wind speed, the increase, the wind pressure. Okay, the wind pressure, it is matter of fact, it's increased the wind speed. I think with that, I believe that increase about 25%. That's what I believe. But on the other side of the vane, is when the wind pushing there, it's causing a turbulence and causing the thing that the turbulence and the air has to go around to push in there. And I myself, I just say that I shouldn't comment on that, but I know that I have been through that for at least several years, and I don't like it. That's one. I've been through that. I've been put a vane in there. I put like 6 or 7 vane in there, and the vane is rotatable. I have been through that. I just said that. The evolution is too slow. Okay?
The veins in your turbine are
fixed. No, it's not. I said that before I came to this design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have been through by myself. I didn't know about them. I've been through that's the same scenario to do like that, to make it the wall like this, to make the wall, to focus in. I have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I have been there. I have made a shroud around it. I have been on kind of, we are talking, I'm talking on many, many years. I do it once in a while. I did it once in a while. I did it. But not, mm-hmm. I have been through it. But personal opinion that I see that it's not, to me, it's not efficient enough. And I can comment on the way that the way that others say that, okay, they
right.
This is what they do. I cannot comment. Or I can tell you that it's a public service. Okay, this is my experiments and my experience. When you say that you produce 3 watts, then that 3 watts, either I say or someone say 3 watts, and that 3 watts is the power over there. It can burn your hand. You remember the old style nightlight that you plug into the wall with a little bitty bulb light bulb there. That's mm-hmm. 3 watts. It can burn your hand. Okay, and if me or anyone claim that 400 watts, for example, 400 watts or 500 watts, I've been through that, and I know that if you stand close to it, you fear for your life, because if somehow in some way the accident you fall into it, it can kill you instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if someone claim or me or anyone claim a megawatt, okay, then it should be very obvious that a megawatt is the same as the force of at least two 18-wheeler. Then you can drive two 18-wheeler on 60 miles per hour. Then that's there's the megawatts. At least you can do it. Then I give some credit for that. Otherwise, I just say just a claim. Sorry, I just
right.
say just a claim.
I
should not say anything.
Those horizontal axis turbines are 4 to 5, even 6.5 megawatts. Those huge ones. You described in your literature that you're looking at a 1 megawatt unit. How big would that be?
On my unit? If it's using my unit, I don't have the calculation just in front of mine, but on top of my head, I believe if I can make a 32 feet. By 32 feet, I will get a lot more than 1 megawatt. 32
uh-huh.
feet high by 32 feet wide. Just about like when you see the one that you see the tower of the tower of the propeller that you used to see.
Mm-hmm.
The width of it is about 16 feet or so. So twice the width and. Just about the size of the size of a small house, and about like 3-story high.
Okay.
Honest with you, we don't have enough resources to do a full utility scale yet. So don't quote me on that, please. whatever I say, I want to say with the factual data. I don't want to say, okay, you're doing like that. I don't want to be classified as a person just claim. I don't have the resources.
I've got another question for you.
Yes.
On these turbines, my understanding is that there is a theoretical limit of how much energy can be harnessed from the wind, whatever speed, and that theoretical limit is 45%.
Yeah, 59-60%, right?
And I thought it was 45, but whatever it is,
look,
I'm wondering
the limit.
What numbers do you have on your turbine as to what efficiencies you're getting?
Okay, this is, you remember on my article, I have the note and the question. Thus, I asked those great minds to help me too, because we got more than 100%. And I don't know why. Up to this point, I don't understand, even to me and everyone working with me. It's too personal. Am I wrong? Is the measuring equipment wrong? Or something wrong on the way that we are looking at the kinetic power of the of the wind? For example, it said at 400 watts per meter per square meter at 20 miles per hour. There's something over there. Something there is not. Everything is not in sync. There's something, and I am not in a position to say who is wrong. I can say, here, the phenomena. Please help us to explain that phenomena. That's it. I don't know.
The comment.
Pardon me?
In terms of describing the phenomena, we have, in our New Energy Congress, there was a comment that was proposed regarding this technology, your technology you've come up with. And this was by Robert Nilsson, who runs the website called rexresearch.com.
Yes.
And he said, to quote him, "This concept was applied in various ways to some experimental airplane designs in the 1920s and 30s with phenomenal results, land on a rooftop, heavy loads, self-stabilization, etc. And now Aero Hydroelectric, incorporate Fee, meaning you, Schauberger, hemp, etc." So apparently, he's throwing out the idea or submitting the idea that maybe there's some Schauberger stuff going on here with the vortex, that you may be, harvesting some other effect besides just wind in your technology. It may be an explanation as to why you're getting the efficiencies that you're describing.
This is the one that I have built so many models, and I know that my turbine is proportional to the cubic feet of the whole turbine. So you take the radius, you square the radius and pi, and you time the height. It is proportional to that effect. So I really, really don't know why and how. I know that let me using the layman term. You see, it is sucking the fluid from top, bottom, back, and on the windmax side. It's sucking the push out, but it's sucking in right away. I've been watching my video clip on the stream, on the color stream, for weeks and for days and days and days, and I just don't understand. Please, if anyone know that, please help me to for the sake of knowledge. It's not for the sake of proving someone wrong or someone right. If I'm wrong, I admit it. All I can do is just present the what I have. I can, and those, if you want it, I can provide the model and you verify that. I can build the
another
model.
Question I have.
Yeah.
Another question I wanted to ask you, as I've looked through the different material related to your technology, I couldn't find anywhere the name of a company. Do you have a company that is behind this, or is it just you right now? How does that work?
It's just me. Okay. As of today, it's just me and some of my friends. We are not the company yet. I don't even have time to sleep. You know, I don't have time for incorporate that.
Yeah, it probably would be a good idea to get somebody to start running the business end of things, because that's a different set of talents that usually inventors don't have, is the business and the legal and the money
sense. I know that I don't. Be honest with you, that God don't give me that skill. That's why I say I'm searching for the investor. Among the investors, there is the talent investor. It's not really the financial investor. Financial investor can find it easy. But those who have a talent to run the business, God don't give me that skill. That's just it.
So is that something you're actively seeking, is somebody who could maybe run the business end of things?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you're
And the problem is everyone that approaching me or I approach, everyone say that I'm very good at. No one say that I'm very bad. I'm bad. And I'm in confused. I never do this kind of wheeling dealing before. I'm very, very confused.
Now, you say on your website that you're looking for investments. If somebody is to invest in your company right now, does it go into you personally, or does it go into some kind of a business account? How does that happen?
We are setting up a corporation, and my invention will be a part of the corporation. And when we invest into the corporation, I desire that for my own sake and for the sake of everyone, and I don't like that, and I'm not going to run the business. I just draw myself back to the technical. That's where I'm very good at, and I just don't have a talent to talk about money.
Right. No, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's very.
It's not nothing wrong with it. Every time I talk about a dollar and cents, my mouth, I couldn't open it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't open that.
But speaking of dollars and cents, one thing that you have estimated in terms of a practical market application,
yes.
You made the statement that a $10,000 to $15,000 U.S. rooftop,
yes,
or backyard device will provide enough electricity,
yes,
for one California family,
yes,
including heat for cooking and air conditioning.
Yes.
So
you know you're also talking
about a 4 to 5 year return on investment.
Yes. And I have talked to a friend, and I have talked to, and I built a model. I hired someone to build a model for me too. And I know that I know how much the cost to build one. And I know that the cost is, sorry, I could not say, but the cost to build is very, when I say that it is like 10 to 15, I already take the cost and multiply by some kind of number already. And usually I ask the people, if you manufacture one and how much you multiply, I just multiply more than that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when I sit down to figure out the cost, I sit down to figure out the cost as if it is custom one by one. It's not on the mass production. I know mass production will be much cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me when I sit down and I build my water turbine,
mm-hmm.
then I know how much it costs. I just multiply by kind of big number to see, you know, okay, this one is going to be cost you. And we did talk one of the cost that I give is 10 to 15,000. Is the cost that one of my prospective investors suggests me. When he know how much the cost that I make, he says, you know, you have to make on that cost or more. You can't make lower. Then I just use his number. But in my heart is different. So that's why I don't feel very comfortable to talk about money. I'm just using other people's number. That's one of my investors, you know, prospective investor. And I told him how much the material, how much the labor. And he said, okay, then this is how much you should sell to cover on your research and on your hardship. And that's what he suggested me to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question. Now, when we talk about horizontal axis turbines, wind turbines, which is what we see on the landscape, and this is what we typically see when we think of a wind farm,
mm-hmm.
That's obviously a variant of a propeller on the front of an airplane that pulls it through the air, or on a propeller on a ship that propels it through the water. I'm wondering if this design could double as a propeller, not just something that's harvesting wind, but actually turn it the other direction, and it actually has a propelling force that you could use either on a ship or...
I don't think so, because I have to think about that, and I really don't think so, because the way when this one is turning... when my propeller, you know, I can say my rotor is turning, the way that it's sucking in the fluid is okay,
mm-hmm.
but the way that it push out the fluid, you know, after it's doing some process, it's not as uniform or as consistent like the one that we are talking on the propeller, unless I'm missing something. When I sit down, that idea already, you know, on my mind a little bit, but I say that I don't have time for that. I will look into it and to see if I can do that. Because when my rotor turn, depend on where the location, the blade is, the way the air push out is a little bit different within the large angle. it's not uniform like the propeller. It's just uniform. It should push out only like one stream.
Mm-hmm. Another question for you.
Yes.
When you think about this technology and taking it to market, have you gone far enough to decide whether or not you want to be a manufacturer of this thing, or are you going to go to a licensing model where you would license the design to people who would then build it and manufacture it in different countries and whatnot? Which direction are you leaning at this point?
Go back to the way I just talked to you before. I want someone I can trust. Take it. Do it. Okay, you take a percentage on this. Those things are the ones that's just over my capability today. Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea. I'm just a blank paper.
Right. You haven't gone as far to nail down that particular issue, and that's something that you would leave to those people who come on deck, come on board this project with the business or marketing sense.
Yes, because I'm just a blank paper. Just say that. When the investor, the group of investors, just asking me, you know, I'm sorry that investor just the money making mine. I'm searching for someone that really, really, if it's compatible with me on the heart or not. But he asked me, how much money you need? I said, I don't know. He said, give me the number. I said, if I give him too much, this is burden on your side. And if I give too little, then I can't work. I don't know how much money I need. He said, just give me the number. I said, no, I can't give you the number. Because you know, I know that money is money.
The next step in your development in, you know, breaking this logjam, so to speak, would be to get somebody with a really good business sense who would be part of your company, who could get you established as a corporation or however you want to get formed as a company, mm-hmm. so that you then have a viable entity into which money could be spent, because somebody with money is not going to give you money if you don't know what to do with it. Your business person is going to know what to do with it. It's going to know how to parse that out and to know how to disperse it to this and to that. And they're going to know how much to spend for patents. Yeah. And they're going to know the timeline of what comes first, what comes next. They're going to keep you from thinking.
This is what my investor, we have discussed on this roadmap. And first, they give me, I think, the enough money to build, like 10, and I already have that, to build like 10, just as a gift, you know, not as a business, as a gift to build 10 model, for they can set up in everywhere in the country. They think that they can set up at like Texas, several, California, and some other place that they want to set up. You know, among this, then we are, and they will run the business. I don't want to run. I'm just, and that's what, if everything is planned, they will pump in the money and set up everything for us to build the first 1,000. That's why I come with the number 1,000 and number 10. And when I talk to you, that's why I come with that number. So the number 10 that they give me, and they give me as a gift. They say, okay, take it. And don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You have no obligation to return any money. Just for the benefit, for your benefit, we want to help you. We want to do the business with you, but this is just a gift that I take it. I ask my wife. My wife say that, okay, we take it. Then I take it.
Very good. That's something that rarely happens, so you're very fortunate. Well, I appreciate this time. It's time to wrap up here a little bit. Let's just mention where people can go online to if they want to contact you. We've given some coverage at PESWiki, PESWiki.com. If you type in the search box, NEO-aerodynamic, you'll pull up the page that we've pulled together. You don't yet have an official website, correct?
Oh, I just have the. I do, but I do is to wait for the for half the investor coming on to see everything before we put up together, you know, the official website.
Okay, because so you've got one, but you're not making it public yet.
No.
Okay. For the sake of anyone listening in that wants to contact you, do you want to give out a phone number or an email address?
Oh, I think that on your article, there's my email address in your article, and they can contact me through that email address.
Okay. Is it okay if I give that out right now?
Yes.
Okay. It's
E-P-H-I-T-R-A-N.
@gmail.com. And again, the first part is E-P-H-I-T-R-A-N, E-Phi-Tran, which is your name. And that's a Vietnamese name. We appreciate your time. This is a technology that you say could be applied to any of the wind harvesting applications, from very low speed economically up to high speed. Or water, hydro situations such as tidal, river, or even the high impact, perhaps. But a design that is.
There's one thing I need to mention to you. I need to mention, and I know that you don't know about it. You haven't noticed about that. When we test with the wave. We put it float on the ocean, and it harvests. The so-called wave, ocean wave current. If you're going to Google and searching for ocean wave current, it does harvest the energy from the wave too.
Mm-hmm. So this technology could also be used in a wave or ocean current scenario. Lots of different applications. It could be the new backbone design for any such scenario. And this could be the leading cusp of a new generation of wind and hydro turbine designs. We are honored to be speaking with Phi Tran, and you've been listening to Free Energy Now. This is Sterling Allen, your host. You can join us every day at freeenergynews.com. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.